KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks reporting for KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by LGZ for all your home improvement and outbuilding needs. Well, over the weekend on Friday, the quarterfinal round of the high school football playoffs here in the state of Iowa took place, and that has set things up now for the semifinals that are set to take place later on this week at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And here's a look at the schedule of matchups later on this week, starting on Thursday. Class 3A action will be going on Thursday evening. They'll start the day, though, with Class 8-man action, as the first game of the day will be New Old Fonda taking on HLV Victor. That'll be a kickoff set for 9:06 a.m. Also, the next game up on the slate in 8-man will be Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn taking on Fremont Mills. That'll be starting at 12:06 on Thursday. Other games in Class 3A that evening will include Creston taking on Bishop Heland Catholic of Sioux City, as Creston able to get an overtime victory against Dallas Center Grimes to get to the semifinals. And Cedar Rapids Xavier will take on Pella. That'll be an 8:21 start time there for that game coming up here on Thursday evening. And then we'll switch to Class A and 4A on Friday, as the first game of the day on Friday will be Gladbrook Rhinebeck taking on Denver. And then we'll have Mount Air facing Logan Magnolia. That'll be a 1:06 kickoff time on Friday. Also in Class 4A, later on in the evening on Friday, it'll be Cedar Rapids Washington taking on Bettendorf. And then at 7:06, it's Waukee facing Dowling Catholic of West Des Moines in that last game on Friday. And then Saturday, there'll be two more classes in play. Class 1A action first, with South Winneshiek of Kalmar taking on Iowa City Regina at 10:06 a.m. West Lyon of Inwood will face Fort Dodge St. Edmund at 1:06 p.m. in the afternoon. And then the 2A games will finish off the semifinals on Saturday night, as Sioux Center will face Albia at 4:06 p.m. and North Fayette Valley will take on Beckman Catholic of Dyersville at 7:06 p.m. on Saturday night. So let's look at those semifinals in high school football play that will start on Thursday of this week. Yesterday, a game heard here on KJN, Anthony Sherman recovered a fumble to set up Alex Smith's 8-yard touchdown run with nearly 9 minutes left, allowing Kansas City to rally to a 17-13 win over the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. Jamal Charles also scored on a 39-yard touchdown run, as the Chiefs scored twice in a span of 4:31 to overcome a 13-3 deficit. The Chiefs' defense made a stand at its own 15 by forcing Bills quarterback Kyle Orton to throw four consecutive incompletions and turn the ball over on downs with 2:32 left in the game. Smith scored two plays after Sherman punched the ball out of the hands of Bills punt returner Leotis McKelvin and then pounced on the loose ball at Buffalo's 26-yard line. Orton hit Chris Hogan for a 25-yard touchdown pass for Buffalo. The Bills settled for two field goals, and Bryce Brown lost a fumble in three trips inside the Chiefs' 20-yard line. In other NFL action yesterday, the Arizona Cardinals continued to own the NFL's best record and a two-game lead over Seattle in the NFC West. Drew Stanton threw the go-ahead touchdown pass in the fourth quarter before the Cardinals' defense scored twice in a 31-14 win over the St. Louis Rams. He entered the game for Carson Palmer after he went down with a left knee injury in the fourth quarter. Stanton put the Cardinals ahead for the first time in the second half with a 48-yard scoring strike to John Brown midway through the final period. Patrick Peterson later returned an interception 30 yards for a touchdown, and Antonio Cromartie capped the scoring by bringing back a fumble 14 yards for a touchdown. Marshawn Lynch rushed for a season-high 140 yards and a career-best four touchdowns in the Seahawks' 38-17 win over the New York Giants. Seattle rolled up a team-record 350 rushing yards on the Giants, the most in the NFL since Cleveland had 351 against Kansas City back in 2009. The game was tied at 17 in the fourth quarter until Lynch rumbled for two TDs and Russell Wilson added a one-yard scoring run. Eli Manning threw for 283 yards and a touchdown for the Giants, who are 3-6 following their fourth consecutive loss. The San Francisco 49ers rallied to stay three games behind the Cardinals as Phil Dawson kicked a 35-yard field goal in overtime to cap the 49ers' comeback in a 27-24 victory against the Saints. Dawson's game-winning kick came after Ahmad Brooks sacked and stripped Drew Brees. The Saints appeared to have a victory in hand late in the fourth quarter. Brees threw a 2-yard scoring pass to Jimmy Graham with 1:52 left in the fourth quarter before New Orleans put the Niners in a fourth down situation. But Colin Kaepernick completed a 51-yard pass on the fourth down play before Dawson hit a 45-yard kick to tie the game with 44 seconds remaining in regulation. Breeze did hit Graham for a Hail Mary touchdown in the final play of regulation, but he was flagged for offensive pass interference to nullify that touchdown before going to overtime. The Saints drop now to 4-5. Also last night, Aaron Rodgers was a star in the Green Bay Packers' 55-14 dismantling of the Chicago Bears, throwing all six of his touchdown passes by halftime. Rodgers hit Jordy Nelson for TDs of 73 and 40 yards before Randall Cobb's scoring grab put the Packers ahead 42-0 just before halftime. Detroit has a 7-2 record and a four-game winning streak after Matthew Stafford threw an 11-yard touchdown pass to Theo Riddick with 29 seconds remaining to lift the Lions past Miami 20-16 in that one. The New York Jets have ended their record, or their team record, tying eight-game losing streak and dropped the Steelers to 6-4. Ben Roethlisberger had thrown six touchdown passes in each of the last two games before tossing two interceptions and failing to get in the end zone until the waning moments of Pittsburgh's 20-13 loss to the Jets. Tony Romo looked good after missing one game due to a back injury, completing 20 of 27 passes for 246 yards and three first-half touchdowns in the Cowboys' 31-17 win against Jacksonville in London. Peyton Manning threw five touchdown passes in less than 17 minutes during the second and third quarters of the Broncos' 41-17 romp in Oakland. Baltimore's defense played shutout ball in the last three quarters of a 21-7 triumph over Tennessee, and Matt Ryan threw for 219 yards and one touchdown to help the Falcons beat Tampa Bay 27-17 and end a five-game losing streak. In college football, there are some major changes in the latest AP college football poll following losses by Auburn, Michigan State, and Notre Dame. Mississippi State and Florida State remain 1-2 for the fifth consecutive week, but Oregon has climbed to third following a 51-27 rout of Utah. Alabama remains at 4 after pulling out an overtime win at LSU, and TCU moved up a notch following its rout of Kansas State. Baylor climbed 4 places to 6th after thumping Oklahoma 48-14. Arizona State is up 4 spots to 7th with a 55-31 win over Notre Dame. Ohio State moved 5 spots to 8th after beating Michigan State 49-37. Auburn fell to Texas A&M 41-38, dropping them from 3rd to 9th, and Mississippi is 10th after sitting 12th last week. Oklahoma dropped out of the rankings for the first time since the final poll of the 2009 season. In NASCAR, the chase for the championship has come down to Kevin Harvick, Ryan Newman, Denny Hamlin, and Joey Logano following Sunday's racing at Phoenix International Raceway. Harvick dominated the Quicken Loans Race for Heroes 500, leading 264 laps to earn an automatic spot in the four-man chase field in the next finale next weekend at Homestead. Jeff Gordon finished second but lost his bid for a fifth Sprint Cup championship when Newman knocked Kyle Larson into the wall on the final lap to finish 11th, a point ahead of Gordon. Also failing to advance were Brad Keselowski, Matt Kenseth, and Carl Edwards. Kenseth finished third in the race, Keselowski was fourth, and Edwards was 15th. Bubba Watson captured his first World Golf Championship when he holed a bunker shot for an eagle on the 18th hole to get into a playoff and then made a 20-foot birdie putt to beat Tim Clark and win the HSBC Champions. And Watson had a final round of 270 to finish 11-under for the tournament. He had a two-shot lead with three holes to play until he appeared to throw it all away. He missed the 16th green with a lob wedge and made bogey and then took two shots to get out of a bunker on a par 3 17th and made double bogey to fall one shot behind a five-way tie for the lead before getting that dramatic finish. And scores for you from the NBA. It was Brooklyn over Orlando 104-96. Utah beat Detroit 97-96. Toronto over Philadelphia 120-88. Oklahoma City beat Sacramento 101-93. Miami beat Dallas 105-96. Phoenix over Golden State 107-95. Portland beat Denver 116-100. And the Lakers beat Charlotte 107-92. In the NHL last night, it was Edmonton over the Rangers 3-1. Tampa Bay wins a shootout over Detroit 4-3. Toronto 5-3 over Ottawa. Chicago beat San Jose 5-2. And Vancouver, a shootout winner over Anaheim 2-1. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning for you on KJN. Sports brought to you this morning by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.